TV shows like Hoarders shine a spotlight on people who fill their homes with items that are often broken, useless, or worthless. In one episode, a middle-aged woman named Phyllis collects mountains of dolls. Even Phyllis's disabled son Bobby knows there's a problem.
She'll put them in the middle of the floor in my room. She says it'll just be for a little while, and a little while will go for maybe about a year or so. And I don't have enough room in my room for all that.
So what happens to children when a parent hoards? Holly Sabiston is 42 years old now and lives in Austin, Texas. When Holly was a child, her mother started with a junk room, but eventually filled two-thirds of a 3,000-square-foot home with stuff. Holly joins us from the studios of KUT in Austin. Welcome, Holly.
Happy to be here.
How old were you when you first realized that your mother had a problem?
When I was about 4 or 5, I remember jumping on the bed in my parents' bedroom and trying to go as high as I could and seeing boxes that said eggs on the side that almost touched the ceiling. And when we were toddlers, I'm sure we weren't really allowed to go into a lot of the rooms just for safety. But the one thing I did remember is, why are there boxes piled to the ceiling next to my mother's bed?
Where was your dad in all this? Was he an enabler, or did he try to help clean it up?
My dad was very active in his community, and he was sort of an outdoorsman, and so the home was left to my mother. They would have regular arguments about it. He wanted her to clean it up.
He wouldn't take a room and say, all this is going to the trash?
No. He respected her space. They had, in his mind, traditional roles.
So how did this affect you as a child? Did you have friends over from school? Did you try to hide it? Did you talk about it with anyone outside your family?
It was definitely a secret. The only people we really had in were occasionally we would have the family Thanksgiving dinner at our house. That would mean a big effort of cleanup and throwing things into the spare rooms and shutting the doors.
Were you hiding it, or were you actually cleaning it up?
We were mostly shifting it. It's something that they have sort of a clinical term for it, churning. And we were helping my mother churn her possessions.
Did you ever confront your mother about hoarding?
As my sister and I got into our teenage years, we were pretty vocal about it. My sister a lot more than me. I was kind of quieter and didn't really yell at her, but my sister was constantly critical.
I understand your whole family saw a therapist over this.
I saw a therapist early on in high school because I thought that there was something wrong with me.
What did you think was wrong with you?
I wasn't sure. I thought I had depression problems. I thought maybe medication would help. I thought I just needed to get away from my family. I thought I needed some space. I did a lot of kind of running away as a way to establish my own identity.
I imagine, too, this can be an expensive habit when you are collecting and buying all these things. Did it put stress on the family financially?
Absolutely. My mother hid her shopping. She did admit to me that she'd been bringing in one bag full of clothes from a thrift store every week for 27 years. I had no idea that it was to the extreme that it was. She was very good at hiding it. And only after her nest was empty and my father's health sort of started to decline did she become unable to hide it any longer. And my father was still alive. He had sort of said, okay, you know, I give up. In order for me to maintain my health, I have to not fight about this any longer, and I have to live somewhere where there is one level, there aren't stairs to climb and piles to navigate. And so he moved in with my mother's mother, and my mother continued to hoard my childhood home.
And eventually, did you have to sell the home?
Yes. After about 10 years of the house being pretty much unoccupied by people, not by stuff, my parents were able to sell the house at an auction, along with everything in it. It took months to get the house emptied enough to make this happen. In 2 days, the house was sold, and this money pit had been lifted off of their shoulders.
Did it end your mother's hoarding?
Oh, no, not at all. A lot of that stuff she squirreled away and put into the basement of my grandmother's house.
Now, Holly, as an adult, how do you think this has affected you?
The biggest effect on me early on was that I had no idea that there was anyone else in the world who grew up the way I did. I thought I just had a bizarre family that could not admit that there was anything wrong, and that I couldn't tell anyone, that no one would understand. One of the best moments in my life was when I was surfing the internet in about 2000, and I found reference to something called compulsive hoarding, and there was a recording on, I think, a show called The Infinite Mind, a radio show, interviewing Dr. Randy Frost from Smith College, and he put a name to it, and he'd published studies on it. Immediately, I was like, oh my gosh, there's a name. And if there have been studies, there are more people with this problem. Coincidentally, I went to Smith College. That was where I went to school. And he was publishing some of his first studies just as I was leaving the college. And I had no idea he was there. But I immediately signed up to go to my college reunion so that I could talk to him. And I brought a video camera, and I sat down with him and his theories on what this thing was.
And how has it affected your personal habits? Do you hoard?
I don't think I hoard. I'm very hyper-aware of that happening to me. So I have regular throwing things out days, and I definitely have a lot of anxiety when things start to pile up in any way.
How has it affected your personal relationships? You know, are you married? Do you have children?
I don't have children. I am married. I married fairly recently, a couple years ago. I think it did affect my relationships. I never really knew what was normal, and I always wanted to know, what's a normal relationship? What is a normal division of labor? What's a normal fight look like? How do you handle anger? Is the way to handle it to keep it in and get upset and then go shopping? You know, it didn't seem like the right answer, especially on the income that I figured out for myself after I graduated from college. I had a hard time figuring out what I could do to make money. And there were a lot of things I wanted to know how to do that I didn't learn at home. My first job was as a cleaning lady. After that, I worked in libraries because I wanted to know how to organize things in, according to some system.
You had to teach yourself these things.
Right. And I also worked for a caterer for a while. I learned how to cook that way. So cooking, cleaning, organizing, those were things that I found through my jobs, through employment.
Well, you sound very well put together now. You sound like you've made a huge stride since living in the very chaotic and disorganized household.
I feel lucky. I feel really lucky. And I think there's a lot of kind of accepting who you are and finding out what's normal for you that just takes time. I had to figure out how to make my own roots in my own home.
That's Holly Sabiston, whose mother's hoarding shaped her childhood. Holly, thanks so much for sharing this with us.
Oh, you're welcome.